God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. My dad often tells the story, or has told the story, of when he was just a little boy and he was not doing what was right. He didn't do anything that was a punishable offense per se, but just little things, attitudes, and so on. He was asking for trouble. And one day his father, my grandfather, came to him and he said, "Bill, you've not been doing right, and you know it, and I know it, and there's nothing I can put a finger on. But when you trip up, you're going to be punished both for that offense and for everything you've been doing this week." Well, Dad says, "That never happened. I straightened up. I never gave my dad a reason to punish me." Sometimes, you know, a wise father will set his children up. I don't mean he will tempt them. I simply mean he will allow them to bring to a head the things that are in their heart so that he can remedy, so he can correct that. Now, I want to tell you likewise, God will not tempt you with evil, but God does on occasion, for our own good, allow us to step into a trap of our own making. In Exodus chapter 14, Egypt was pursuing a fleeing nation of Israel. The children of Israel were fleeing Egypt. And God does a remarkable thing, which it's easy for us to miss this unless we know the geography. But basically, as they were coming out to Egypt, God told them to take a 90-degree turn and go down towards the Red Sea. The Red Sea was not on their path out of Egypt. It was not necessary. They did not need to cross it. They did not even need to be on it. And God essentially, by design, on purpose, led them down to a spot that was between a rock and a hard place, between the ocean and the pursuing army of Pharaoh. In short, this was a trap. Israel knew it. They said, "God's, you know, it'd have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." Israel knew it. God knew it. In fact, he designed this trap. Egypt knew it. They just didn't know it was a trap for them. In Exodus 14, verse 25, the Bible says, "And the Egyptians pursued," meaning into the midst of the sea. And verse 27 says, "And the Egyptians fled." They went in pursuing Israel, and they tried to come out fleeing the wrath of God. In other words, this was a trap not for Israel. It was a trap for Egypt. God let Pharaoh go his own way to the conclusion of his own evil heart. His heart was hardened. The Bible says he had a hard heart and a high hand. In other words, he was arrogant and he was ignorant. Now, the point this morning is, you and I should know where we are in relationship to God. Pharaoh did not know. He did not know that this was a trap of his own making, that his own hard heart was driving him to the destruction that each step hitherto had brought him. You know, sometimes we need to know where we are in relationship to our passions. For Pharaoh, it was greed and revenge. His pursuit of Israel was delayed by mourning of their dead, but it was driven by rage and revenge. You know, sometimes we don't know the passions that are driving us, and we need to know where we are in relationship to our passions. We need to know where we are in relationship to people. He was pursuing. You know, relationships are never static, and if you want to know where you are heading, observe others on the same path with you. And if you want to know where you are with God, consider your relationship to the people around you, parents, co-workers, your church, your pastor, and so on. In short, God never baits the hook. God does not tempt us with evil, but God will hook the bait. If we are dead set on pursuing the wrong course, God will oftentimes, for our own good, bring it to a conclusion, so that we can be honest about where we are in relationship to life, where we are in relationship to others, and where we are in relationship to God. In short, it's a wise person who knows where he is in relationship to God.